This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A new week in the NFL starts tonight. The Drive gets you ready for the weekend ahead with Sunday storylines.
All right, Rob, let's get through some of the most important storylines as we head into another week of the NFL. I will tell you guys this. I have zero interest in tonight's game. I know that you might be watching Broncos and Saints. I will not be watching Broncos Saints. I've seen enough Bo Nix and Spencer Rattler at Oregon and South Carolina and Oklahoma and Auburn. I don't need to see any of their NFL games, so I'm fine. I will be watching baseball. I actually am into the baseball playoffs. I might play a little college football 25, might watch a movie. I just finished the documentary with Vince McMahon on Netflix. Would highly encourage you to watch that. If you have had any interest in wrestling over the last 30 years or so, there are other things that I would advise you to do with your time than watch Thursday night football. So let's skip past Thursday and let's get to Sunday action.
Let's start, Carrington, with the best game of the weekend, like we all thought. Lions and Vikings, baby.
Who would have guessed?
The best game on the slate, and it's really not close.
That should be Sunday night football. Now, oh, I know they were never going to flex out Jets and Steelers, but this is the best. This is the marquee game of the weekend.
Carrington, is this the week where the Vikings' dream season starts to hit some rough, rocky road, or are the Lions in trouble because they don't have Aiden Hutchinson?
This feels like a series in which the home teams each take care of business. Minnesota wins this week. Detroit, when they get their opportunity, they take care of business. I am a believer in the Minnesota Vikings. They have gotten competent quarterback play. They can run the football. They just added Cam Akers. They have the best receiver in football. That defense is a little bit better than people give it credit for. I like this Vikings team. Vegas has it as a 1.5, 2-point game. I think it's a coin flip. I'm going to take the home team in each of these matchups. Give me Minnesota at home.
Speaking of fun games this weekend, we get C.J. Stroud and co. going to Green Bay at Lambeau Field. Karen, there was a time in our football lives where if you were a rookie or a second-year player, you went into Lambeau, and that was a death sentence. You were going to lose. But that's not the way the modern NFL works. It feels like Houston is considered outside the group when it comes to the first class in the NFL. It's Chiefs and Bills, a ring down, and Houston. Would a win at Lambeau for C.J. Stroud, D'Amico, Ryans, and co. elevate them into that Tier 1 category, or is nothing changing the Houston perception until they beat a Kansas City or Buffalo again?
Yeah, I don't know what winning at Green Bay would do for you that winning against Buffalo didn't do for you. I mean, you beat Buffalo a couple of weeks ago. That's one of the top five teams in the league. You know that I'm high on Green Bay. I had them to be my one seed in the NFC. I do think that Green Bay is starting to get healthy. I think they're playing their best football, albeit early in the year. I do like Green Bay to take care of business at home. But Houston's been interesting. Houston can score, and they've got good quarterback play. Now, the game against the Vikings, now in the totality of their schedule, just doesn't make any sense. They got beat 34-7, but sometimes it's like that. They took care of business against Chicago. They beat Buffalo, and they also beat Indianapolis early in the year when Indianapolis was healthy. So I think this is a good team. I just think you don't prove your worth in the first 8 weeks of the season. No, you got to do this late in the year. Houston will eventually get credit. They go on the road and they play the Jets on Halloween. They play the Lions later on in the year. They play Kansas City and Baltimore later on the year. So I think everybody acknowledges that Houston is a good team and Houston is in the conversation. But we're talking about Baltimore that's done this for 5-6 years. Kansas City that's obviously done it at the highest level. Buffalo that's done it at a high level as well. San Francisco, the Lions did it last year. Houston has to prove themselves when it matters most, and that's not when it's sunny outside.
You mentioned the Lions. It just feels like last year we were excited to tell people the Lions were real by September, October, and there feels to be like a hesitation with the Texans. Maybe I'm just misreading the tea leaves, but it feels like it just everyone's waiting on the Texans, even though they have all the makings, where last year everyone was fast to say the Lions arrived when they were that new up-and-coming team. Speaking of players, Carrington, one is getting healthy in New York by some sort of miracle.
There's no miracle.
Of God.
There's no miracle.
I mean, who would have seen this coming? Davante Adams left Vegas and suddenly his hamstring might be good to go for Sunday. Oh my goodness. It's just unbelievable. Do you think the Jets' new wideout is finally healthy enough? Or maybe he'll push through that pain for Sunday Night Football with Jets and Steelers.
I want you guys to hear me and I want you to hear me good. This storyline, if it was in the NBA, your biggest complaint would be, that's why I don't like the NBA. What Davante Adams did was he was hurt on the bad team. He then forced his way into a trade and then got healthy for the new team. He's James Harden. He's Ben Simmons. I just want to point that out. I know some of you are going to be mad at me. You hate when I make those cross-sport comparisons, but I'm telling you, we have seen an NBA storyline play itself out in the NFL, and no one seems to care about how toxic it's been. All right, that's neither here nor there. You know, the one thing I can guarantee this week in the National Football League, Davante Adams is scoring a touchdown. I know it, and you know it. Aaron Rodgers is going to do everything in his power to make sure that we know this was the right decision. He has been waiting on this for years to get an opportunity to team back up with Davante Adams. So, yes, go ahead and put that bet in right now. Davante Adams, anytime touchdown. Garrett Wilson, you were getting all the targets. You were getting all the love. He might not throw the ball your direction against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You might be standing over the side with the clipboard. You might be the backup QB in this one. I'm telling you, Davante Adams, he might get 22 targets on Sunday Night Football against the Pittsburgh Steelers. You know Aaron's so happy. He doesn't have to throw to anybody he doesn't know anymore at this point. It's going to be Davante Adams and Alan Lazard targets all game.
But can he learn Nathaniel Hackett's very complex offense?
Nathaniel Hackett, you want to talk about. Y'all mad at Bronny in the NBA, and he'd be mad at Nathaniel Hackett. He's less qualified than Bronny is.
Speaking of the New York Jets, Carrington, their opponent on Sunday Night Football is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who lead their division at 4-2. But
no, they don't.
Are they?
I mean, I know they do, but they don't. I know they do, but they don't.
Their quarterback going to be on Sunday, because despite technically
we know who their quarterback's going to be. Russell Wilson's going to be their quarterback. They got Justin Fields out of here.
Why are you making the change? When things are going good, you don't upset
things have been going good. I don't care what their record is. Things have been going good for Pittsburgh at quarterback. That's the stance that we're taking here officially, that things have been going good. No, they haven't been going good. He's not good. We've known this about Justin Fields. He's not good. He had a chance to take this job. He didn't take the job. He left the door open. He has constantly left the door open. So, yeah, you get your job taken in that scenario. That's how this happens. You get your job taken. You can't throw for 117 yards against the Broncos and 130 yards against the Cowboys and 145 yards against Las Vegas and then tell me that you continue to be the starter when you weren't the starter at the very beginning of the year. You got to go take the job.
Are they better with Russell Wilson? Because I know everyone's like, oh, well, Russell was better last year. But, I mean, is he actually better?
I mean, no, but does it matter? It's just Pittsburgh's not a threat. They're not a contender. They're not viable. I never thought that Pittsburgh would have a worse situation. Pittsburgh would be better if Joe Flacco was their starting quarterback. Imagine if I had told you that at the beginning of last year. If I had told you Joe Flacco would be the best option for Pittsburgh, but he would be. They need to trade for Joe Flacco right now. Imagine saying that in 2024. You'd rather have Joe Flacco as your starting quarterback than Justin Fields. The comment wouldn't even make sense, but that's where we are. So good luck to Russell Wilson. Good luck to Justin Fields. I'm sure that it will not work out for either one of those individuals. Every year we are in the same place with Pittsburgh. They have a winning record. I have no clue how to explain how they have a winning record.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.